Hello, world. This is Wichita. Paper for every member of the family brings you another dramatic episode in the great story of this city. Come along with us for a trip down memory lane. Listen to the dramatic, the thrilling story of This Is Wichita. Concert Orchestra opens with the baton of Russell Lowe conducting the orchestra in El Relicario. In 1972, the Wichita Eagle has extended a warm hand of welcome to the newcomers. The doormat of Wichita has always read, "Welcome, stranger." And today, we welcome the men and women who seek to settle in Wichita, the air capital. In order to assist you in finding good lodging, the Eagle recommends its classified ad section, the largest in Kansas. And if you don't find what you want in this section, just call the Eagle classified ad department. There you will find willing assistance. For the Eagle, in cooperation with members of the Wichita Real Estate Board, will assist you in solving your rental problem. Remember, it's always best to look in the Eagle for news, for classified ads, for comics, and for the world's finest features. And now we lift the curtain on a drama of the earliest days in Kansas. Tonight, the Wichita Eagle presents the dramatic story of Coronado and the Kingdom of Quivira. Three quarters of a century before the landing at Plymouth Rock, 235 years before Kansas was finally settled by our own pioneers from eastern states, Francisco Vázquez de Coronado in 1541 penetrated the United States to what is now central Kansas, the Kingdom of Quivira. Let us turn back the pages of history to February 22nd, 1540. Let us go to the little village of Compostela, New Spain, or Mexico as it is known now. It is a great day in the village of Compostela. Feverish activity is all about. It is the day that General Coronado sets out on a great expedition to find gold in the New World.
Gold? That is all you mean, Tinto.
Come, Encita. It is not gold that makes everyone happy.
No. You do not understand. Oh, say, what will I do without
you? My little one, I will return soon.
But not soon enough.
But I will bring you gold. Huge bags of precious gold and many jewels to twine about your lovely throat.
Oh, foolish one. I seek not jewels twining about my throat. But strong arms. Your strong arms. Twining about my waist. Your lips against mine.
Carmencita.
Carmencita!
No, we have so little time. Jose, let us go to the fortune teller. There is wiser woman who can see far into the future. Come, I will show you.
As you say, Carmencita.
So you come to Sorina for to make fortune?
Oh, yes. We are in love, and we want so much to know the future. We want to...
Ah, my child. You do not need to tell me you are in love. It is in your eyes, in your face. Ah, it takes no teller of fortunes to discern love when it is real.
But can you see into the future and see joy and happiness for us?
Yes. Can you tell us if Coronado's expedition will be successful? Will we find gold in the New World?
One asks of love. The other of gold. They are two very different things.
But the gold. We must find the gold. We will.
Many times today, young men have come to me seeking the answer to, will we find gold? Will we find wealth, happiness? And I say to them, no, you will not find gold.
What?
I say you do not know how to look for gold.
That is ridiculous. Is not Coronado the greatest of generals? Has not His Majesty Carlos V of Spain spent 60,000 ducats to equip this expedition?
Yes. It is well equipped. Golden armor for Coronado. Plumes of white and red floating from his helmet. Horses for his men to ride.
Yes. The finest deed. Noble animals.
The finest men. Noble fools. Horses for them to ride. Cannons for them to fire.
And yet you say we do not know how to look for gold?
Yes.
You lie.
The future will dispute that.
I do not believe you.
Nor do the others. Yet Sorina speaks the truth. King Carlos of Spain has given Coronado and his men everything but eyes with which to look for gold.
False hag. I will return from the New World with my arms so loaded with gold, your eyes will be blinded by the brilliance of it. I will pile it high before you, and standing before you in all my glittering splendor, I'll laugh in your ugly face.
Young fool, you will return from the New World with your arms so covered with sores. My eyes will be blinded with tears of pity for you. You'll stand before me in all your haggard despair. A young man grown suddenly old. And then I will laugh in your ugly face.
No, no, it must not be. Take heed, Jose. Stay here with me. Seek not gold, but love.
It is futile to plead with him now, my child. You must wait until he returns. And then, Jose, Jose, I will tell you. I will tell you how to find gold.
The trumpets. I must go. It's the call to march.
Jose.
Wait for me, Carmencita. I will return to prove this devil woman lies. I will come back to you with gold. Gold.
Come back to me. Come back to me. That is all I ask, Jose.
You will come back. But not with gold.
Viva Coronado!
And so, with all the pomp and ceremony that the best blood of old Spain can boast, the expedition of Coronado begins its long journey. They're on their way over the hills of Mexico into the blue distance to spend 2 years in the trackless lands to the north. Eventually, the party forges across what is now the United States border, cuts through the southeast corner of present-day Arizona, and forces its way into the midst of what is now the state of New Mexico. They halt here for the winter of 1540 to 41 in Tiquete, now known as Bernalillo, New Mexico. The spring after a very cold winter, which adds to their other troubles, the army marches toward Quivera. El Turco, a treacherous Indian slave, has deceived Coronado and his men into following him. Coronado's army spends many long days of utter confusion on the barren plains of Texas.
The army awaits your command, General.
We do not move until I understand the meaning of this. Why is this slave thrown himself in front of my horse?
Out of the way, slave. Who? Do you wish to be trampled to death?
No, no. Me friend wants to stop army march.
How dare you, slave? Out of the way. Shall I ride over him, General?
No. Cannot you see he is very serious? He risked his life in front of my horse in order to stop us. Why, slave? Why?
Coronado, brave man. Great general. But he follow wrong guide. El Turco, no friend of
you. I kill you!
Stop it! Stay where you are, El Turco. Continue with your words, you shall face it.
El Turco, he no friend. He no guide right. He lie. He go south. Fool you bad. Give a great kingdom to the north. Isopete no. He show way to Quivera.
Can it be that I have been so blind? What say you, El Turco? For days we have traveled on this barren land, wandering, helpless, confused, never reaching our destination.
There is guilt in his face, General. Yeah. I see it now. I have suspected.
No, do not unsheathe the sword. Do not kill me.
Then speak the truth, you slave. Or it is my command that you die.
I tell the truth. Pueblos, they hire El Turco to guide you wrong. They hate you. No like Spaniards. They hate white-faced men who kill their people. They pay El Turco to lose soldiers.
You pig!
No, do not kill.
Jose, do not kill him. Not yet. Have him placed in chains, and if he speaks falsely of gold in Quivera, he shall die.
Is the Pete sure he speak falsely? No gold in Quivera. Great, beautiful land, but no gold.
There must be. Lead us to the kingdom of Quivera, slave.
Is the Pete lead Coronado to king of Quivera? But no fine gold.
We shall see. I will pick 30 men and proceed north by the needle at break of dawn. The remaining army shall return to Tiquete to await our report.
Good Father Padilla,
Will you go with us for spiritual guidance?
Si, General. That is my mission. I have not come for gold, but to help bring God to the new world.
Eventually, Coronado and his chosen men cross a river, which Isopete, a native Kiviran, says he recognizes. The stream has since been identified as the Arkansas, and the point of crossing was near to where it begins its great bend, not far from Dodge City, Kansas. All too bitterly, Coronado and his men realize there is no gold in Kivira. After a month, Coronado realizes that...
there is no gold here. All this has been in vain if gold is what we sought.
Coronado, thou must not be despondent. I see a great kingdom here.
Unquestionably, Father Padilla. The country is beautiful.
And fruitful. Does it not produce all the products of Spain? Rich black soil watered by the many springs and rivers. See how well, how peacefully these natives live in this land.
But there is not gold. I came seeking gold. When I return to New Spain, I am expected to return with gold.
Think you not, people? We content to know you have discovered a fertile land that can be colonized?
Land? We were not sent to seek land.
I am sorry, Mr.
Forgive me, Father. If I raise my voice in anger.
I understand.
I am thinking of those men who have followed me, who have had such blind faith in me. I am thinking of those who died on the plains, still believing it was worth it, that we would find gold.
Perhaps the gold you seek will yet be found.
See, it must be that way. That is the only justification for all of this. The gold must be found. I will return to Decatur to the rest of my men, and then in spring I will return with a full army. We'll not leave one little corner or inch of this great land unturned until we find gold.
You will leave at once?
Yes, we'll leave at once. We must march back to Ticates. I hope you will not suffer on the journey, Father Padilla.
I will not suffer, for I am not going.
What? You would stay here?
See, you came seeking gold, Coronado. I came as a padre, seeking souls. There are many here. I would remain with them.
It is the middle of September when Coronado and his small band of soldiers join the rest of the army in Ticate. I see the faces of those who have died.
Jose, it is useless. Your words of cheer are appreciated, but not useful now.
Here, General, we still have faith in you.
Faith? In a general who stupidly falls from his horse?
It was an unkind twist of fate.
And we have had so many. Now, how long ago it seems that I rode at the head of my army. That day we left Compostela. I, sitting erect on my prancing steed, the banners waving, the cheering throng, each voice crying out, find the gold in the new world. Each one saying, we have faith in you, Coronado. And now this.
But surely this is not the end. There must be gold somewhere in that vast land.
Gold? Is it so important, Jose? Look around you. The dirty, unkempt men about you. Their bodies wasted. Their stomachs hungering for food. You have but to look at yourself. You see, Jose, I see you. I see the faces of those who have died along the way. And I think their loved ones they left so long ago. I think of my own beautiful wife. Of her loneliness and mine. It is then that I say, it is not worth all this.
But, Genevieve, what are we to do? Return to Compostela empty-handed?
We must return, and I must submit my report.
No, no, let us stay. Let us die seeking the gold.
Jose, you do not know what you are saying.
But to return, to admit failure, to...
Sometimes it is greater wisdom, greater courage to admit your faith than to go on deluding yourself with visions of grandeur. In glory I led my army to the new world. Ingloriously I lead back to the old world. We must return to Compostela.
Call her. She must not see me this way.
This is the dashing soldier of Coronado's army. This is the one who would return with his arms laden with gold. He would laugh at me and my prophecies.
You were right. There was no gold. We found nothing.
Ah, but you are wrong. There was gold. But you could not see it.
Jose! Jose! Oh, where is he? Jose! Oh, my precious one.
Silencita, do not look upon me. I'm dirty, ragged.
Jose, you have come back. You have come back. That is all that matters.
The gold. We could not find it. We searched everywhere. Mile after mile we journeyed, but no gold. No gold.
And now, foolish one, I will tell you where to find the gold men really seek.
Where? Where?
It is so near, you blind one. Look into her eyes. Look deeply.
Carmen Sita.
Jose,
there is the gold, my blinded fool. There is happiness, love, all that man seeks in life. It is there in the eyes of the woman who loves you.
Carmencita, this is the gold she meant?
Yes, Jose. Oh, I tried to tell you, tried so desperately to make you understand before you went away.
Carmen, sister.
And now, Serena, show you the great visions of gold that Coronado's army overlooked. Serena, pull away the curtains of time. Serena, hear the words of a great poet who many, many years later will write.
Now,
Coronada, you came too soon seeking those cities paved with gold. Here as I stand in the blazing noon of a Kansas day, there is unrolled for level acres miles around a fabric covering all the ground with a knee-deep carpet of warm gold. Coronada, the Kansas plain that burned beneath your weary feet required but the touch of some dusty grain to change to a sea of ripening wheat. More precious both then and now than cold paving blocks of glittering gold. Here past the luckless Spaniards in complete discouragement at having found no gold in precious ingots, while beneath their feet lay passive floods of thick, black, liquid gold.
And so our curtain falls on the story of Coronado. The galleon spectacle is gone, and so is Quivira. A lingering bright shaft of Kansas sunshine breaks through a cloud to dispel the magical mist of centuries. If only Coronado could have seen one glimpse of waving Kansas wheat or the shining cities of today. Wichita is brought to you every Friday evening by the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family. Grateful acknowledgement for the historical data is made to Louise Frankenfeld Wilcox and Grace Snavely Hawk, scriptwriters. Also to Mrs. Cleo Staley and to Kenneth Porter for his poem. We invite you to listen again next week to another dramatic story of This is Wichita.